Racing information when and how you need it, on the air and on the net. This is Radio TAB.
Good morning. Welcome along to the Tasmanian segment of the Greyhound Show. Big card of racing in Hobart on Thursday night. Tell us all about the meeting. A very good morning to Greg Fay. Hi, Greg.
I'm good, Shane.
Now, a couple of outsiders in the first couple of races. Yeah, right, finally broke through after a string of places.
Yes, he had a few cracks at that juvenile, but he finally got there. There was a fair bit of shunting and shuffling in that race, and he was looking in a pretty ordinary position early. He was only back about fifth, but he kept railing, and he ended up picking up the early leader, Shotgun Annie, you know, late in the straight, and 26.63 was respectable.
Punters on the back foot again in race two was all terrific for Alan Anderson.
Yeah, look, he's only had a couple of runs here since he came from Victoria, and Alan's given him a couple of weeks off since his last run, and he had box eight, and boy, did he appreciate that. He jumped in front, nothing really got near him at any stage, and he held off Noble Spirit and Simpsons Bay, who were the ones chasing him, but the margin was 4.5 lengths, and he went 1,300s quick, or 1,200s quicker than Yeah Right in the first juvenile.
Stepping up to the 5.99 now, and Windburn Blows jumped in front and led all the way.
Yes, everything called Windburn is very strong. This guy is certainly no exception. What he's doing now that he wasn't doing before is beginning, and he's led all the way at Devonport virtually, and he led all the way at Hobart on Thursday night. 34.72's in the ballpark for that grade.
Race number four, Steve Hutt with Princess Gemini, another one to have taken her time to break through, but she did it in really good style.
Yes, and she had a pretty poor strike rate in Victoria before she came here, so Steve's done a terrific job with her, as he does with all of these dogs he gets. There was a line of dogs across the track for the first 50, and then she just burst clear and put a gap in them, and, you know, 5.25 lengths and 1974 is a good little win. You'd be surprised if there's not another one in her.
And Miss Somebody again rewarded for having a very consistent career.
Oh, consistency plus. You know, I reckon Susan Giddes and the owner must just love this bitch, because whether it's a middle distance or a 461 at Hobart, she excels everywhere, but she's just got a great will to win. She took out after the early leader, J&A, and, you know, you could tell turning for home that she was going to run him down, and she beat him by 3.5 lengths. He'll win a race soon. He's got very good habits.
Second of the Windburns to win on the program. This one was Windburn Charm.
Yes, appreciated box one. It's hard to believe that was its first win, because it's got a bit of ability, but it's a bit awkward in the field. But kicked up and just held Helia Razor out for the lead. And despite the late finish of Brendan Purcell's ex-Sydney runner, One Man Army, which was, you know, strong to the line, Windburn Charm held off and won by, you know, half a length in 26.67.
Gaylene Townsend's become a regular on the program, and that was then, this time not carrying the red rag, but out of box number four.
Doesn't matter much, does it, with her? She's won four of her last five at Hobart, all in fast time, was beaten in the last stride by Clubfoot in the other of those five runs, and this time she looked like she might be beaten in the last stride by Baines Lane, which was so brave trying to run her down. It was only head between them on the line, and they absolutely gapped a pretty good field behind them. And once again, she ran 26.19, which is a couple of ticks below what she's run the last few weeks. But you just love to have a dog as consistent as her and as fast.
Final leg of the quadrilla, Classic Joel popped up in box number one after a string of placings and hasn't been too far away of late.
No, and he's been pretty unlucky in some of those, including last week at Hobart, which I reckon was his career best run until this Thursday night, which was his career best run, because he put them away by two lengths in 26.34 over the early leader, Despicable Jimmy, and High Sierra was, you know, pretty strong to the line running second, but he was a bit too good for that field.
And in race number nine, Hiliski went back-to-back for Mick Louth.
He's a funny dog, Hiliski. He's a pretty good dog. He's much better off if he's drawn wide, but he began so well off box two, whilst the favourite Underground came out like, too slowly anyway. He gave them big start. There was a bit of trouble in that race, Underground finally got to the lead on the home turn after working through the field. It was Hiliski he passed, but once they straightened up and Hiliski got out wide, you know how strong he is to the line, and he nailed him, and he's a pretty smart dog.
And it was Breaker's Tip again in the last for win number four at start 12.
Yeah, he's a talented dog, but he's got a few problems. got back in the field and got shunted wide mid-race, gave the lead a smoke to George, which ran very well for Alison Walker. Pretty big start, ran him down. He's a talented dog if he ever gets it all together.
What about a greyhound for us to follow?
Look, dog first starter for Keith Nichols and Joan Nichols on Tuesday called Tricky Abbey, which it's an unfair game sometimes because the only stride she wasn't in front on debut was the one where the judge takes a photo. But she'll be winning very soon.
Well, OK, win won't be too far away. Thanks for your tips and thoughts again today, Greg.
Thanks, Shane.
You're listening to Radio TAB across Queensland, South Australia, Tasmania and the Northern Territory.
Time to go to Launceston now and find some winners. Minister's Gift continues this week. Very good morning to Rick Puccinelli. How are you, Rick?
Well, Shane.
Now, what about a winner in this first leg, Amazing Harry? He's flying at the moment.
Yeah, he's going super at the moment, Shane, and winning form's good form, and we've got to stick with him, number two. Two on top, three ultra white. Actually, probably dropping a little bit in class on his last few runs. He ran fourth at Hobart recently to Amazing Harry. I think he's got some chance, ultra white. He goes all right at the Launceston track. Six, Real Caution, and seven, Headlier Ever, a surprise winner at Devonport on Tuesday. 2, 3, 6, and 7.
Now, in the second leg, Bailey's Comet run some good races of late.
Yeah, Shane, my on-top pick raced on Thursday night and got injured and it's out now, Colonel Kane. So, yeah, I'm left with number 6, Bailey's Comet. It'll be strong to the line. There's a bit of speed here, but she'll settle up and she'll be very hard to beat. 6 on top. Thought Winkley Frank was very well drawn, number 8. I thought he had a chance at some odds, number 8. Put in number 5, Hellier Fiona for third, and I put in its kennel mate, Hellier Razor for fourth. 6, 8, 5, and 2.
In the third leg, race number 7, Kirkby Lodge, recent Hobart winner.
Yeah, Shane, it's going to be a very good race to the first turn and see what leads. There's a bit of speed in this race, but look, I went with number 1, Underground. He blew the start in Hobart on Thursday night. He ran second. I don't think he was disgraced in running second. Herlinski, I just think that he might have the draw and he might be the way to go. Kirkby Lodge is flying at the moment, just not convinced that Launceston's his track, but look, he'll be thereabouts. 7 I put in for third, Buckle Up Obnon, going very, very good at the moment, and Gary Johnson's team's going very good at the moment, and I put in number 8, Lake Aelia. She looks one of the likely leaders. She might run a cheeky race at odds. 1, 3, 7, and 8.
And then in the final leg of the quaddy, a couple of Winburns, one in Hobart on Thursday. Can Winburn Loco do the same here?
Yeah, look, Shane, it's got an outstanding chance. I went with Daniels Bay. I thought he's been going very good at the moment. I don't think there's a lot of depth in the race, and for that reason I put 6 Daniels Bay on top. 2 Winburn Loco I put in for second. 4 Sweet Izzy I put in for third. Now, this bitch actually began a lot better in Hobart on Thursday night. Then she got Polex down the bottom corner. I thought her run was very good, and she's got a chance here. And I put in number 8, Bit Hot Rusty. His last few runs have been very encouraging, and his run behind Daniels Bay in Hobart recently was very good. 6, 2, 4, and 8.
So that makes the quaddie in the first leg, 2, 3, 6, 7. Second leg, 6, 8, 5, 2. In the third leg, 1, 3, 7, 8. And then in the last, 6, 2, 4, and 8. What about a best?
Shane, go to race 10, number 1, Boston Hard. And if you've ever seen a dog that wants box 1, it's Boston Hard. He had no luck at Devonport on Tuesday. Russell Watts will back him up well. Race 10, number 1, Boston Hard.
Boston Hard the best. Devonport on Tuesday. 11 races on the card. First leg of the quaddy, or Dixie Lane, airborne at this stage.
Yeah, airborne's the right terminology too, Shaney. It is airborne at the moment, and I can't see why it won't jump in front and win again. Thought the danger was number 7, Surf's Up Nova. Look, just forget it's run in at Launceston in the final last Monday night. It's just had no luck at all, and I think it's got some chance. 2, Lonesome Night. Now with Kevin McConnon after a recent stint in Melbourne, thought its run was A-OK last week behind Top Line Tornado. And number 6, Sir Buddy. I would have preferred it drawn near the fence. It's over the 580 going good. 1, 7, 2, and 6.
In the second leg, Ireland's Force for Russell Watts has come up with a red box.
Yeah, Shane, the more and more I look at the race, the more and more I think that it'll probably go around at very, very short odds, and look, it looks the one, and if you people out there want to take a one out in the quaddy, I reckon it's Island's Force, just drawn superbly. 5, Lou James. Now, he's got a PB over the distance here of 33.34, and I can tell the listeners that he'll settle back, he'll storm home. He done exactly that in Hobart on Thursday night. I think he's the main danger. 2, Midnight Bird, bit tardy early, wants to use a bit of the track, but very, very strong. And number 8, Knick-Knack Norris. Now, his numerical form doesn't read anything flash. He is going okay, and he's got a good time on this track. 1, 5, 2, and 8.
1, 5, 2, 8. And then in the third leg, we've got We Fire, who ran a great second recently at the track behind Senior Slammer.
Yeah, Shana, her own individual time was 25.72. And again, looking at the speed maps here, she might spear to the lead, and she's a very, very good front runner, We Fire. I put her on top. 5, Chinchero's going very, very good at the moment for Anthony Bullock. I put it in for second. I put in 2, Arnold Bibby for third. Was heavily back last week and got the money, and it's drawn near the fence where it wants to be, so it's got a chance. And I put a greyhound that's got very, very good manners, might lead for a long way, in number 1, Whitford Miss. 8, 5, 2, and 1.
And then in the last leg, Ohana, absolutely no luck last week.
Yeah, no luck at all, Shane. Looked behind Top Line Tornado, and actually on the line it was working very, very well on the line. And Gary Johnson's done a great job with this greyhound, and I think it'll win again. 2 on top, 6 Double Chance, got good early speed and will be up in the firing line. 4 Designer Rush, got some chance. And 5 Swinging Hammer, a last start place getter behind Little Turn, might be good form. 2, 6, 4, and 5.
That makes the quaddy in the first leg 1, 7, 2, 6. In the second leg 1, 5, 2, and 8. Third leg 8, 5, 2, 1. 2, 6, 4, 5 in the last, which just leaves us with the best bet for Devonport.
Shane, go to race 11, number 1, Night Tremors. Now, he's resuming from a bit of a break. I will tell the listeners that he's had 6 starts in Tasmania for 5 wins. He's had 1 start at Devonport for a win. Look, Eileen Thomas wouldn't be putting him round if he wasn't ready. He's had 3 months off. He might come back a bigger, better and stronger dog, but he left in outstanding form, and I can't see why he won't return in winning form. Race 11, number 1, Night Tremors.
So our 2 best, race 10, number 1, Boston Heart in Launceston. Race 11, number 1, Night Tremors at Devonport. Leaving it late for the best, but never too late if they win. Thanks for your tips, Rick.
Thanks, Shane.
And we look forward to your company again next Sunday.
This is Radio TAB Australia.